Feta Jazz is a crispy pita bread with shredded chicken, garlic yogurt and crispy nuts on top and a burnt butter ghee.
Should be good.
I like to use a lot of ghee in my Middle Eastern cooking. So butter and I are really good friends.
Nice to meet you, right?
Butter is love. More butter, more the love.
Samira, what have you made? Today, I have brought you a little taste of home. So, feta jaj and a Middle Eastern vermicelli rice. There is butter in almost every element. So, I have made fresh bread, which I've then fried in ghee.
Of course you have.
Yeah. I sautéed my chicken in some ghee as well and made a nice sauce out of that. And a burnt butter ghee, I've fried my nuts in it. And the vermicelli is cooked in the ghee, same with the rice.
I did not expect that to go on the bread.
Everything gets layered up.
Oh, oh.
My word, can I?
Oh, wow.
So, sahten or hanef, may you eat with gladness and good health.
Let's plate this thing because I can't wait to eat it.
Yeah, Mike, can we shut up and eat?
Oh. I gotta hand it to Samira. This will be the best dish I eat all day. I guarantee it. Maybe the best dish I eat all week. Maybe the best dish I eat all month. This is pure, pure class.
Let's start with her use of ghee. She's not only incorporated that into various elements and fried it off, she's taken it to the edge so that it gets that extra depth of flavour, that nuttiness. And then when you fry elements in that, like her rice and her vermicelli, there's something about the way the butter is mixed through that that makes every grain and noodle an individual delight, even though you're scooping in whole mouthfuls.
This is real shovel into your gold food. It is so moorish. Do you know what fascinates me is that thing is swimming in butter, but because of that garlic in that acidic yogurt, that just cuts through everything and you just keep going back for more. I think my favourite dish from Samira so far.
Yeah, me too.
What we had is stunning. Not just the dish itself, but the transferring something to us. Oh, just 10 out of 10 just for that. She's poached the chicken first, shredded into the ghee, so that piece of chicken is succulent. Those little square of fried pita, it is just a delight. This is one of the dishes I will memorize for a very long time.
I'm making ma'lubeh. Ma'lubeh means upside down in Arabic. So pretty much you have meat and veggies layered up in the pot, and then once you flip that pot over upside down, it will all collapse into these layers. So I think this is the perfect dish. You start with a layer of lamb, which I'm going to pressure cooker to start tenderizing, and then a layer of all the fried vegetables, and then the layer of rice.
Samira, it's time to flip your dish.
Yep, done.
Good luck.
Thank you. Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. Anyone want to do a lucky drum roll?
I'll tell you what.
Today I have made ma'lubeh, which translates to upside down. So you have your slow-cooked lamb, and then you have your fried vegetables and your flavoured rice. Every dish of the Middle Eastern household comes with an array of sides. We've got an onion and sumac salad, some mint and parsley, a chilli and tomato salsa, a cucumber and yogurt mint dip, and some pickled veggies.
I want this for my birthday.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Stick some candles in that.
This is up there for one of my favourite dishes of the whole season.
Same.
The
The flavour in this is just so wonderful. It's that rich, fatty lamb. It's the way that rice is compressed in against the cauliflower and the eggplant and the carrot. And then pair this phenomenon with all of these bright and colourful condiments. It feels so generous and warming and comforting. I freaking love that so, so much. That compression to me was the flavour of courage, just fighting so hard to stay in this competition.
For me, the anticipation of slicing into this beautiful piece of cooking and pulling out the most perfect slice is something I won't forget for a while.
Mm.
I love this type of food where you just put it on the table and you all dig in.
Yeah.
And I feel privileged to eat it.
Surf and turf does not belong in the Middle East, or never has. I don't think it even exists, to my knowledge. So today I want to play it up to my flavours and hopefully I'll be able to execute well. And I'm going to attempt a salmon fried kibbeh. So that will be a salmon outer case with the burghol wheat, and then encased in it will be all of this, plus minced meat filled in. It'll get deep fried, look like a little footy. Salmon kibbeh.
So you mince the salmon?
Correct.
Wow.
To have it balanced out.
Samira, well done. This is great. To come up with something at the last minute with this, and to do it so well, to mince salmon and to cook it with minced beef and to end up as a heart inside those lovely kebab, it's just your tiny yogurt, pomegranate, the texture, it's a cushion of flavors and pleasure. So it's been an honor to enjoy this. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that this kebab is the start of something really beautiful and really exciting. I had memories of salmon patties of my childhood. You blow me away. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
When you talk about a primary cut of lamb going with a luxurious scallop, it doesn't do much for me because I know it's going to be great. For me, what makes me so excited is you're using essentially secondary cuts. This dish becomes something that a fishmonger, a butcher, somebody in a deli can grab onto this and go, hey, all the tails or all the collars or all that ground beef trim and stuff, why don't we make that kibbeh that we saw on MasterChef? We could sell that and we could get a return for what is otherwise going to go to the wayside. Overall, incredibly intelligent and impressed. Well done.
Thanks.